pop right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Oh my God. Welcome to you.
Sweat with us.
Ash is freaking out, you guys.
I'm freaking out.
Hi, I'm Calm Colleen.
Hi, I'm Anxious Ashley. Ash.
Yeah. Today is a big day. We're drafting the entire Tortured Poets Department album. Mm-hmm. And I'm acting calm, cool, and collected, but truth
be told,
I am a little wrecked about this. And I sorted my list out last night. I made several adjustments. And I don't think I'm still totally sold on my own list. And the only thing, I care less about what I get and more about
what you don't get.
What gets taken from me that should be rightly mine.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's war.
It's very, very scary. And I'm coming into it ill-prepared because what happened was this morning I went for a walk. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been listening to this album every single day since it came out. But I have like the anthology on there, right? So then when I go to pull it up, I just push play on the album. And so it starts with the first 16, you know?
Yep.
I should probably just put it on a shuffle because then I'll get a taste. But anyway, so I'm very familiar with the first 16 songs because I don't like when I do it when I'm driving or if I'm working out, like I'll just push play on the album. And so it's the, or if I ask Alexa to play Taylor Swift, she always starts at the top. So I went for a walk this morning. I said, I feel comfortable with where I stand with the first 16 songs. I'm going to play the second half of the album.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll just, because I didn't think that I liked the second half as much as the first half. So I'll just, that'll weed some out right away.
Sure. Certainly.
Right? Certainly that'll weed some out. So then I just play and then I'm thinking, I'll write down the songs as I like them. If I like it, I'll put it on my list and then I'll be able to organize it. And every single song that came on,
For the first
eight songs, I put it on my list. And I said, wait a minute. I thought maybe I wouldn't need much from the second half. And here I am. Every single one needs to be on my list. So then what am I going to do? How am I going to get the first list? If I've already got eight, we're only getting 15 songs. And I'm not even through all of it. Like, what am I giving up on the first half? I'm very stressed. And then I recorded a podcast before this with a friend. And then I worked out and I played the rest of the songs while I was working out.
Yeah.
And I've got no further clarification. And so I told Colleen, I don't even have my list in order.
Yeah.
Because I've been so stressed about where to put them and what to do about it. And so it's going to be game time. I know what my number one pick is. And if you pick my number one pick, if you get to go first and you pick my number one pick, I will be fucked. Because that's the only one that I know so far is my first pick. That's the only one that I'm like, 100%, this is my favorite song on the album. Today, it literally changes. Every 48 hours, it's a new favorite song for me.
I was thinking last night, because we talked about this over on Patreon, which by the way, if you're not over there, go there. Patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where we drop Friday episodes and you don't want to miss them. Just long story short, get it together. Don't miss them. We were talking Friday about how one of my moves was going to be anticipating what you're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And trying to put songs that maybe I want, but I don't think you'll pick in the middle or the bottom so that then eventually I could swoop up all the things I really want. But what I realized when I was putting my list together is, when we recorded a couple of weeks ago, we shared our top five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine have almost totally changed.
Yeah, as have mine.
And then I thought,
I don't even remember what I told
yours you. Yours have probably totally changed. So I don't actually know your moves. And you don't even know your moves.
Uh-uh. So. No, mine have. Okay, so one of them is still there. Yeah, but the order has completely changed. And you, I'm curious. Oh God, I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you anything because you're going to use it against me.
Yeah.
You're a conniving scoundrel.
Well, we'll get into the draft and easy.
Yeah,
cool
it. I know, but I'm very anticipatory of the slaughter.
And we have to figure out who's going first in a fair way, which I don't remember how we've done that first.
Well, I think we just did like coin flip on, you know, Google or something.
A robot?
Yeah, like a robot. Okay. You pick heads or tails and then, you know,
and then we go.
The computer picks it.
Before we jump into the draft, though, quick hangover topic. which it's a funny hangover topic because we talked mostly about this over on Patreon. The idea of you, your favorite, one of your
I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, I don't know that I have one that tops it.
So that's big. And then the trailer came out for it. And I was like, ah, she's going to be so good. Like, no. Yeah. You put up the Heisman. You're like, I admit books are always better, which is true. And I won't watch this because I don't want it to ruin the book. And then we decided I will watch it and then tell you if you should watch it or not.
Or just what you thought of it. And then I would make a decision if it was worth my time.
And then we sort of totally abandoned that.
I hadn't seen the preview. Yeah. When you brought it up initially, I hadn't. So I was just thinking like, no, the movie is never as good as the book. And I stand by that still to this day. I just feel like there's no way that you can capture it all. But then I went and watched the preview. Yeah. And I said, well, God damn it, this looks good.
They took a solid swing, it appeared.
It looked like it was going to be a home run.
Yep.
A home run hitter.
So what'd you think? So we both watched it last night.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I actually really liked it.
Yeah.
It started out, it was quite cheesy in the beginning, like the meeting them and the teenager stuff. It was very, very cheesy. The acting was not great. I did not like it. Mm-hmm. So I sent that to you. I said, okay, I've started watching it. This is cheese fest off the charts so far. And so I was very nervous for it. But as soon as like the initial meeting thing was over, because I was really in like the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like once he went to her art studio for the first time, then on, it was not cheesy to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I agree. The book's way better, hands down.
Oh, like not even a question. It also ends different. Did you remember that? The movie ends different than the book, which is interesting.
Yeah, and there were some things within it that were like, certainly they were like editorial or production decisions of like, no, we can't go expand on this part of it because movies have to be structurally different. And I think they were like pretty decent choices actually to do that. But I always wonder when I'm watching, when I've read a book first, what would it be like if I hadn't read the book first? What would, and maybe I would like it even more than I did. I also liked it.
Yeah.
It definitely, in the beginning and some parts throughout, read a little Hallmark. Like, it just cheese, just that. It just was okay.
But it didn't feel like that when you're reading the book. It felt right? But in the movie, a little
and
Hallmark.
Specifically, like her, the casting and the interactions with like her ex and his wife, her kids and her friends, like what actually really pulled it out of that was the casting choices of the two leads and their quality. I thought Anne Hathaway did a great job.
Like she did do a great job.
If it worked for her or an actress of similar caliber,
right,
it could have been a real disaster.
Which I never thought. So I saw a review this morning on it, or maybe it was last night. I don't remember. And this girl said, I mean, you know, if Anne Hathaway's in it, it's going to be good. And I was like, is that a thing we say about Anne Hathaway? Because that's not at all what I think. But I mean, her movies have been hits. Like she is good. And her point was like, she has done some incredible movies. She has her pick of what she wants to do. And if she chooses something, you know that it's got
to
be good.
I was wondering, I was like, why did Anne Hathaway say yes to this? Because it could have been real Hallmark.
Right.
And I'm not saying that disparagingly against Hallmark. It's just totally different. It's not, Anne Hathaway wins Oscars. She's not doing Hallmark movies. And like this was somewhere in between. It's no way an Oscar category.
No.
Not even
close.
Like limited series Golden Globe category. Like this wasn't even a limited series. It was a movie. But like it was put straight to streaming for a reason. It's not hitting the big screen. Like, why did she?
Well, somebody saw it in theaters. This person that reviewed it said, I went in the theater and she said she saw it in the theater and she played a sound. She's like, and there were times where the whole theater was laughing and then the screen went blank and she played the sound of people giggling in the theater together. So it did go straight to streaming, but it also, I think, is in theaters.
Okay.
I still don't think it's going to be nominated for anything.
No, not a chance. And I, knowing that Anne Hathaway can be so choosy and pick roles and movies that are going to be in serious conversation for like awards, like, why did she do this? One, I think she knew she was going to make a ton of money because the book was really big. And this probably is getting like great. It's these kind of movies that can
Was the book really big?
Yes.
Okay.
And second, she probably just got paid.
Well, that, you know, what do you mean? You said one, she's going to make a ton of money. And two, second, she probably just got paid. So like both of those are money.
So first is probably, I was thinking through views of like people are just going to be watching this and like it's going to be streaming a lot and it's going to win the popular vote in terms of like people consuming. And two, she probably got like contracted for like a very large like base amount. I didn't say the same thing twice, but I thought about it in two different buckets.
Okay,
But didn't tell anybody those two buckets.
Those two buckets,
so, you know, good for her. And maybe she read the book and was a fan. Maybe she was just like, oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know how you read the book and you're not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't think maybe guys would like it, but if you're a female, I feel like you would like it. I don't know. I was so moved by that book.
My favorite part, just that I thought was really well done, and it, you felt a lot of the feelings that I think they made you feel in the book, was the pool scene. When she comes out and there's like insecurity and this is a real moment in the book as well, but it played out a little bit, just a little bit differently in the movie, but it really captured like this sense of being ashamed and embarrassed and that feeling and like what.
Yeah. What am I doing here? Like
what of that is like real and what of that is being who I like doing something different than I think I should be doing, and how much of that is society's opinions that are in your head. Like there's interesting themes in all of it around like motherhood, feminism, age, like breaking stereotypes that scene particularly well captured.
What they didn't portray super well was how destroyed she was making those she had to like say things to him like right after that scene that weren't her truth, but she said it probably because she is 40 and mature and can do like this is the right thing even though it doesn't feel right or whatever, right? In the book there were some things that were gut-wrenching and devastating and I sobbed that did not make it into the film. You know, it was like kind of flippant. It was like this choice, but you didn't get to see all the pain and the anguish and the torture that went into that choice.
Yeah.
As this you got to see it play out in the book.
Like when we experience something together, whether it be like a book or movie, and then we talk about it. Yeah. I'm not in a book club right now. And I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll leave it there. Ding, 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 ding. Something else I am totally loving.
Wow. Yeah.
Is my new Neo plant. I'm so excited about this new partnership with us. I'm telling you what, these aren't just your regular plants, okay? These are plants that are also an effective air purification solution for your family's health while making a responsible decision for the environment, okay? Neo PX is the world's first plant microbiome system bioengineered to purify the air in your home. Indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, mainly due to harmful pollutants called VOCs or volatile organic compounds that are constantly emitted indoors from thousands of common household products like furniture, paint, cosmetics, and more. Neo PX was invented by PhD scientists to target 3 of the most harmful VOCs found in your home, and up to 30 times better than a regular houseplant at fighting indoor air pollution. It's based on 5 years of research and development to enable Neo PX to capture and recycle VOCs into useful matter like sugar and amino acids. Every month, you just pour the bioengineered formula called Power Drops onto the plant soil to supercharge Neo PX's air pollution capacity. Neo PX comes with a self-watering planter called the Shell, so you only have to water it every 2 to 3 weeks. I love having houseplants in my house. I obviously love clean air. I think about that a lot with our littles. We have like air purification like things upstairs, right? But I was so excited to discover this living air purifying system that actually could exist through science. We've put it like in the center part of our house. And I'm amazed that this is like a supercharged little system that's always on 24/7. That's so nice to look at.
I know we have a bunch of air purifiers around because of the kids and their asthma and allergies, but they're not like pretty. to look at, you know, like air purifiers. And so I also agree. I have it in the kitchen, like in our set where we spend a lot of time, you know, but I kind of want to get more lots of little rooms because they're pretty and they are easy. You know, it's got that self-watering thing. So you don't have to like think about it because I'm not someone that's going to be keeping plants alive easily. Like,
no,
you know.
So it's like this little barometer thing that shows you as you're filling it up. It's like, okay, when this little green thing hits the top, you know, you've had enough water. And I can't tell you how many times I have overwatered or underwatered houseplants.
Right.
And this, you can't get it wrong.
When you purchase NeoPX, you will receive 6 power drop sachet. How do you say that? Sachet?
You got it. Yeah.
To celebrate the launch, because it's a new company, NeoPlants is offering a 7th sachet free of charge. That's 1 month extra of pure air. Go to neoplants.com/sip and the code will be applied automatically at checkout. Shipping is available within the US and soon many more countries. We've got to make it big here and then it'll move elsewhere. But that's where you go. neoplants.com/sip.
Bing, bing, bing. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Are you anxious?
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay, do you want to have one of your robots flip a coin or something?
Okay, so I'll just say like heads or tails.
Do you want me to guess? Or do you...
Wait, yeah. So I'll click flip again right now, and then you have to call it because it'll be spinning. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, go.
Heads.
Tails! Do you need proof?
No.
Do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you. I'm just, I felt my soul leave my body just now.
Okay, I'm curious though, because maybe it's going to be fine. Maybe it's going to be fine.
Okay.
But I will say,
I'm so nervous right now.
Looking at our list from the last time, you didn't have them in any order.
Okay.
But you're the first one that you said was down bad.
Yeah.
And that's my number one.
That's also my number
one. Are you fine? It is?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you thought was going to be my number one?
No.
Because you said yesterday, you said, I think I know what yours is.
Yeah, that's really hurtful, Ash. I was my number one.
But I was really needing, I needed it. I needed it more than you needed it.
No, you didn't.
I needed it more than you needed it, Colleen.
I'm taking Get You Back.
That's fine. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Get You Back. Okay, I'm going to.
I'm keeping a list of both of ours. And one of the things I was thinking about is we have a new person on our team. Hi, Sammy. And I was thinking guys, this is exciting. We don't have like many details yet, but we've always wanted to do like a newsletter with recapping favorite things and links to that and that sort of thing. And this would be great to build out the Spotify list and incorporate that in the newsletter. So you can just link to these lists, Team Ash or Team Call. Okay, it is your turn.
Okay, I think my number two is, but Daddy, I love him.
Great.
You're fine?
Totally fine.
You're fine with that? No problem.
Yeah, my number two is my boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Oh, wow. This is working out well for us.
That one has come on really strong for me. I think it is the perfect pop song, and I am going back to that one a lot.
Okay. I'm going to do... Because you've got your list in order, but I don't. I think I'm going to do Fresh Out the Slammer.
Damn it.
Okay, that's the first one that stings you a little bit. Down Bad stung you too. Down Bad.
Still bleeding stabbing you over from and over. Down Bad.
I know. Yep,
I am still bleeding from Down Bad. And what I'm really mad about is I feel like not only is Down Bad my number one and your number one. I feel like it's a lot of people's number ones. And so when we do the thing where let's vote who has the playlist.
Who has the best one? Yeah.
Everyone's going to see Down Bad first and you're going to go boop.
They're going to say, wow.
But I got to say, everyone listening, really start spinning My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys because you what. Okay, I'm going to take I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Great. I don't like that one. I like it. I like it. I don't like at the end where she says, I'm miserable and no one even knows. I hate that part.
I think it's a masterpiece.
Okay, good.
I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday.
I do really like it, but it's the end that throws me off. It's the end that I just can't handle.
What are you taking?
I'm going to take... God, can I do this?
What?
I feel like because of the way it makes me feel.
Okay.
Not because I love the song, but it makes me feel happy.
Go on.
So High School.
Yeah, that one's so good. I had that.
Like, it's not too far. It's not the best song, but like the joy that that she's feeling in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking Fortnite.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm taking the lead, baby.
That was not even on your top five before. Right?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. It's not to me. I'm very surprised it was her first single.
Yeah. I think it's great.
I wish there was more Posty on it. So bad. I wish there was more Post Malone.
Yeah.
Like in the way that Florida is very much both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really wanted like a proper duet. Speaking of Florida, I think because that one also, I don't like the lyrics as much on that one, but I can't help but lose my shit when it comes on.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick it next. I'm going to pick Florida.
Okay. I'm taking Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Ooh, that's a boss. That's a boss
Who's
move.
Afraid of Little Old Me. Some of these I'm just looking at of like, what can I not lose?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
cool.
My next one is So Long London.
Great.
You don't care about it?
No.
You're fine. I love So Long London so much.
This is working out well then for us.
It's not too bad, except for Down Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I am taking...
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'll take Black Dog.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you taking that one. I don't want you taking that one.
I really like Black Dog. That was going to be my next one.
In the Black Dog. Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun.
And she's too young to know this song.
I didn't know if you were going to take it, so I almost picked something different. And then I thought the pain if you snatched that from me would be bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have taken that one next.
Yeah.
I think what I will take instead next is I Look in People's Windows.
Damn it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And listen, I will have you know that's a Colleen move because it's not where that should be on my pick list. I picked it because I know you like it and I don't want to lose it. Same reason you just picked Black Dog.
That hurt me.
It's painful.
No, but I picked one of mine.
You just picked one of mine. No, I Look in People's Windows is one of mine. It's just not the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's not the 8th song I would choose. It's like the 12th.
Yeah.
I very much like it.
I just think,
listen, you hurt me.
Yeah, okay.
I hurt back.
I'm taking Prophecy.
Oh, that...
That one I had actually on the list. I figured you'd take one of them, but they have I love them both equally, Look in People's Windows and Prophecy, and they are back to back.
Prophecy.
And so that balances out my list, having that one similar.
Okay, so you're feeling better about that.
Kind of, but I still am mad because I would have liked to have both.
Well, I would like the Black Dog. And so, you know, beggars can't be choosers here. We're all sort of sad about some things. Okay, Colleen? okay. I'm going to take, oh, golly gee. I think I'm going to take Thank You, Amy.
Okay, fine. That's a great one.
It is a great one. And again, I think I'm taking it because of the message.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like love listening to that song yet. It's not one I like play, but I love thinking about that song and the lyrics of the song and like what it means, you know?
Okay. I'm going to take How Did It End?
Very sad.
I know. It is one of the most raw, torturous songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite triggering because she talks about like imagery around death and it like, whoa, it cuts.
Yeah. Is that the one where she says, my ghost and me sitting in a tree, D-Y-I-N-G?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just like, oh my God, it just gave me like chills thinking about it. But that one, when it comes on, I'm like, oh my God, she's so talented. This hurts so bad.
I'm taking The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah. That's such a masterpiece.
It's genius and scathing. It is the best cutting song but mature, not like toxic. You know how like someone cheats on you, like Carrie Underwood saying she's smashing up the guy's car. Think before he cheats, like he's smashing up the guy's car.
Yeah.
This song is that level of payback, but in a very mature, healthy way. Like you fucked up and I'm not going to smash your car. I can see you for what you are. You were the smallest man who, and you have to live with yourself for the rest of your life.
And I wonder every time she talks about the part where it's like kind of maybe seems like after the fact and he tried to reach out to her friends to like get a hit because they were addicted to each other. Mm-hmm, you know, I love mm-hmm. that parallel mm-hmm. and they didn't give you anything and now you know how it feels. Of course, your mind wanders on if that's based off of reality. And I actually think more times than not outside of this album, because this album, she straight up was like, I had to write this album. This is about me. We know a lot of this is like autobiographical type songs. But I also think more often than not, she's actually not writing about herself and people think she is because she's known for it. But like we know Sweet Nothing was like totally not about Joe. We know that there's things that she lifts from all kinds of inspiration through things she's reading and watching and consuming and thinking about. Mm-hmm. But that one, I wonder what happened. Who did he reach out to? Did he reach out to Blake? Did he reach out to
Who is he reaching out to? Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, good. Keep us moving. All right. I'm trying to trust my gut here. It's real hard, you know, because we're going to be disappointed by some things. I'll tell you where I can trust my gut. When it comes to probiotics, they can help with most of your gut decisions. But if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They have made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, postbiotics, and probiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome. It's got two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains that support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, or diarrhea. The postbiotics then are going to provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. It's got this delayed release capsule. They're actually like really pretty, which is weird, but
yeah, no, they are.
They're very satisfying, but it's this delayed release capsule. So it's going to be designed to help get the good bacteria to survive the harsh conditions of your upper GI tract and get it where it needs to go. And then it's real minty. So I take all my supplements in the morning and I put that in there and it does add like a little freshness. It doesn't need any refrigeration. And beyond the formulation, right? It is also, you can trust it. It is rigorously tested and validated by third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. They, Ritual, invested in a study modeling the human colon, which shows Symbiotic Plus significantly increased microbial diversity and the growth of beneficial bacteria. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. I have been using every single day. What, they've been a partner for what, like a year or something like that?
We love them.
Your gut is so connected to your brain, to your immune system, to just over like energy. And so I love doing this one thing that I know is taking care of my gut in a really kind and loving way that is super easy. You can travel with it, whatever, you know? It's so great.
There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to help you celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/sip. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sip for 25% off. I really love Ritual.
I know.
Really, really do. They're in my daily like mix up, you know, mix of stuff. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't feel like there's any of our sponsors that I don't love.
Yeah.
But I did just order Factor.
Yeah.
I'm on that subscription now. That's I've been getting it when they like give us the food, but it's just good. It's easy.
It's good.
Yeah. All right. Back
to the balls in my court. The anxiety is still palpable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel badly doing this. Maybe you've fallen out of love with it, but I fell in love with it. I'm taking the Bolter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a great one.
It is all her fucking lives flash before her eyes.
Yeah.
Her eyes. It's so good. Yeah.
When that one comes on when I'm running, that line.
Yes, which is what I was listening to it in the car, and then I was like, holy shit, this is a banger. And I was like, Colleen, The Bolter. And you said, oh, I'll listen to it. I said, put it on immediately.
Yeah, that one. I mean, it's so interesting how different songs bubble up over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just are getting so much better with age. And The Bolter is one of them. And My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is one of them for me, mm-hmm. of ones that are just aging so well.
One of your other top five before is now one that I am also loving.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's, I don't think you're going to freak out about it, but it's the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yes. And I was banking on you not liking it for some reason.
The lyrics don't blow me away in that one. And I'm a lyrical girl, but the beat of it, the vibe of it, when it comes on, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm worried. I don't think you care about this one.
No, you thought you read me, and I am throwing you. You watched film. You played the tapes, you know?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, we know how to defeat this team. And then they come in. I come in with a new strategy and gameplay you've never seen before.
I still think you don't care about this one. And I know when you listened to it, it was your least favorite. And I liked it. Oh. And it's getting better with age for me.
Okay, I think I know what you're about to say. Should I say it on three?
Yeah. And I also think, though, the reason I'm actually picking this is I think this is a popular one that a lot of people really love this one. So maybe it'll get me some votes. Count of three. Okay. One, two, three. Guilty as Sin.
Oh, no. Okay. Because I like Guilty as Sin. Oh, but you mean because I like didn't understand. Yeah. No. Guilty as Sin might have been my next one. It's not like guaranteed, but I do really like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do really like it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm going to go... Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that one.
Is that a sad one? Yeah, that's a
That's
I
one
know.
Of my
that's
actual favorites.
What?
I just didn't think you'd go for it.
See, this is again coming in with a new gameplay here.
I've talked about the line before here, but I'll talk about it again. The one where she says, if you ever want to break my heart, just tell me you loved me or tell me you're thinking about me or tell me you're wondering.
You wondered. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Okay. I'll take Loss of My Life.
Mm, fine. Too sad. Too slow.
It is sad.
Too devastating.
It is devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a masterpiece.
Although I do feel like The Prophecy is a little more devastating to me.
Yeah. And yeah, it won't go any further.
Like it's not as sad.
Yeah.
Sadly written as Loss of My Life. Like she sounds very sad in Loss of My Life. But The Prophecy is like the overarching theme of her life that she's never enough and no one ever chooses her and something's wrong with me. And like, oh no, it's happening again is like the theme of pain. Like Loss of My Life is a moment, whereas The Prophecy is like her whole life. And that feels way sadder in, you know, overall. Anyway, okay. I think I've got to go The Albatross.
Great. Fine.
Did you hear that one is also about Travis?
No.
Yes,
oh, but I could see it. So like all the...
Like he was warned.
Yeah.
The way, and I listened to it today in a new light. He was warned about her. She's the albatross. She's going to devastate him. She's going to ruin him. And then as the song progresses, and he says, that's okay. I'm in, whatever. And as the song progresses, people do come for him and they say like, she's ruining you and da-da-da. And then she comes in with her albatross wings and she swoops him up and saves the day. And now she's the hero. Like now she's an angel instead of the devil or whatever they say. I don't know, whatever. Listen to it through that lens of Travis Kelce being warned about her.
Yeah.
And then her.
That is a great song.
It is a great song.
It is a great song. And when
it's one of my favorites sound wise, it's one of my favorites lyrically, especially thinking about it in the Travis Kelce light.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a Travis song and I need one. So I'm taking Alchemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do need one.
I needed that one. And I do. Alchemy came on real strong for me. And then I liked So High School better if we're doing just Travis to Travis songs. Didn't know Albatross, but that makes total sense. But Alchemy, I got to say, when it comes on now, I'm coming back into it.
I do like it. My favorite line is like, who are we to deny the alchemy?
Yeah.
Like the chemistry of like.
Yeah, this is bigger than both of us.
And also the opening. This happens only every few lifetime or something like once every few life, whatever the lyric is. It's such a strong open.
Big time.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, I'm going to go with I Can Fix Him Okay. Solely for the line where she says, the good Lord didn't need to lift the finger. I can fix him. No, really. I just think it's so smart. The good Lord didn't need to lift a finger. I'll handle this.
Yeah.
I just think so smart. I love it.
Okay. I intentionally waited to pick this one because I figured you wouldn't.
Yeah. What, Peter?
But I actually really love Peter.
I know you do.
So I'm glad that Peter is in my home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you have Peter too. That's, you got a win there in that category. I lyrically am now going to go, this is not a bop at all. I don't even love listening to it, but I love the meaning behind it, the manuscript.
Okay. Yep. We're getting to the bottom of the barrel here.
Shoot. What's the one? Because we each get 15 and there's going to be one left over. What's the one left over?
I don't know. I will take Clarabeau.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I like Clarabeau.
It's really growing on me. I wasn't excited about it at first. It is really growing on me.
It reminds me thematically a lot of Nothing New. And I really love that song. The one she does with Phoebe Bridgers. You got to listen to it. It's like on a vault track of Red, of the Taylor's version Red. Mm-hmm. And it's some of those vault tracks, man, really.
Are bangers, yeah.
Well, it's not a banger as much as it just, I think it's
A deep cut or something.
Like, it's just a really solid song. Mm-hmm. And it's about aging as a woman. And then for her aging as a woman in the public eye. And literally the line of Nothing New is, will you still love me when I'm nothing new? You know? Mm. And then Clarabeau, right, is like, she was the next Stevie Nicks. And then Clarabeau like nods to who's come before her. And then it's her getting, you know, recycled out or washed, you know, she's like going to be washed up. And it's, oh, you look like Taylor Swift. But, you have edge.
I needed to understand Clarabeau because it's a fun song and it seems like a happy-ish song, but I needed the breakdown.
And she's talked about in some of her documentaries, right, of like, I got to write music now and do this now because there's not going to be an appetite for me the older I get. And so I see Nothing New in Clarabeau, her sort of, they are great songs, but like sort of meditating on that, right? Yeah. Of just like almost like a journaling of what it means specifically to be a woman in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
My last one, there's three left and it's between two for me, but I'm thinking because I like the way that it sounds better and I like the story of it, Cassandra.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Well,
what are you going to pick?
I'm going to take Hate It Here.
Yeah, it had to be I Hate It Here over Robin because Robin is not a standout in any way to me.
I have a friend who really loves it and she's a big time Swiftie. And so I got to go back through it. I don't know if it's just that I haven't had enough rotations of like Cassandra, even Manuscript and Robin. Those three specifically, I still don't think I've turned them over enough.
Manuscript would not be on my list, but I just did an interview with my friend today, Raina. She just wrote a book and her book, it's her memoir. It's called Bear. You guys, it'll probably be on a favorite thing in the future. I was a little nervous to read it because she's a friend of mine. And like, what if I didn't like it? And then I have to lie to her and tell her I like it. But it was so good. And she writes this book and she had like a whole life of suffering, kind of like a lot of pain. And now she is at such a place of peace and all these good things are happening. And then she just met a guy in the wildest of ways who is just like a manifestation. And I was thinking about the manuscript because it almost felt like as she was talking about it, Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department is Raina's Bear in that they wrote about that and then the chapter is closed. And so I read her that last paragraph that is like, you know, these stories aren't mine anymore. Like I've moved on. I've got closure and now there's a whole new world in front of me and I'm not tortured anymore. So I liked it because of that, of the like, you know, this evolution of humans. And I think evolution is so beautiful, but it's very fresh in my mind. When I think about
you've when you're ready to close that chapter. You've been big on this you've been ahead of the curve on this because you've been like, hey, shine your lights on this stuff, whether you're talking about it or writing it down or writing a book or music, you know, and I actually was just at acupuncture and I was sharing some some personal things going on. And not with even my acupuncturist. It was like they have someone who comes in and kind of does like intake, and I see her all of the time. And so we were just talking and I was sharing some things. And she's like, I have a little let it go box, you know, and it's just a little box. And I write things down that I just need to let go of. And I physically put it in the box. And there's something about putting it on paper and, you know, putting it in. And I thought, I'm going to make a little let it go box, because I have a lot of things that, as much as you want to say, let it go, put it somewhere so you can like release it, that's not always easy. And the new chapter isn't always available to you yet.
Yeah, you're not ready for it a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got more growing to do, like, or learning or whatever.
You can be in purgatory stages for a while. And it's actually my rant when you're wanting control of things that you don't have control over. That's a really hard thing to like deal with.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to deal with. And I've been really struggling with it for like, I guess, a week and a half now or so. But just wanting to control things that you can't, and acceptance of that. And so I'm going to make a little let it go box and just be writing things down a lot to kind of help with that.
Oh, I love
that
idea.
And see if it does help. But I also thought it would be cool for the kids, you know, with Ben, you know, kids are like, they have their own little inner lives, and they're like already complicated little people. And just thinking about, you know, if he's feeling feelings like, that he can, things like worry or nerves or whatever it might be, for him to like draw pictures and have a little let it go box where we can release something into. Yeah.
The visualization of that.
Anyway. Ding, 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 ding. Oh my gosh, Ash.
What?
Do you know what I'm doing tomorrow? You're never going to believe it.
What are
you doing? Going out. I'm going out.
Wow.
With friends.
Wow. You're kidding me.
Actual friends.
With humans. And
there's going to be a drink menu there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but heck yeah.
You know what I can't afford? I cannot feel it the next morning. To wake up the next morning and feel any of it or not be able to do stuff, especially as a mom. With the responsibilities that are not going to stop just because I go out. So we all have tried ways to feel good after a night of drinks. So we're so excited to share with something that actually works. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand ZBiotics. ZBiotics, their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. So tomorrow, before I go drink, in order to notice a difference the next day, which I really, really do, I can confidently plan on my ZBiotics without worry, and I just have to drink them on the way there. And that's what Chris and I always do. Our first drink of the night is ZBiotics so that we are feeling on top of our game the very next morning.
We're heading into summer. It's going to be a lot going on. We got vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. There is just so much to do. Get the most out of your spring and summer plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/sip to get 15% off your first order when you use code SIP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I already went through my rant. So what's yours?
I feel like I've already told this one before, but I can't remember for sure. So it is when, like, I'm scrolling and I stop on something, and then, like, there was a swimsuit ad or something that was served to me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like interested in swimsuits right now. I feel like I need to get some swimsuits for the season or whatever. So I stop on it and I look at it for some period of time. Okay. But then I say, these aren't the suits for me. I don't like them. I don't want them. I either don't like the price. I don't like the way they look. I've never heard of this brand. For whatever reason, I decide no. And then every 12 videos or whatever comes on my feed is that ad for that thing again.
Yeah.
And I hate that you spend a little bit of time on something and you consciously decide, and I get why they do it, because it's like, wait, we had her. What made her leap? Because they're tracking every second that we spend on these apps, right? But I tend to buy things that I really want, and then I don't buy things that I don't. So if you serve me this ad 25 times and I'm still a no.
Now we're at war.
Now we're at war. And like, I'm going to, it's the opposite is going to happen. I'm going to tell everybody, if someone says, oh, I got this swimsuit from that, I'm going to say, oh my God,
they're
what an
harassing
annoying
me.
They're harassing. They're stalking me. I have a restraining order against that company.
It feels like
I'm
spam.
About to. It is. And it's so frustrating because it's like, I get it, right? Because it's like sometimes people see things and they want it, but they forget about it. And so then they're like, oh, well, but then what's happening is it's like not just that company anymore. Now I'm flooded with bathing suits or like luggage. I'm interested in luggage right now. So it's like bathing suits and luggage are the two things that I'm just nonstop seeing. And it's like, I'm a big girl. I'm an adult. I can go buy my own shit when I want. I don't need you to force feed me down my throat. Give me some space here, bro.
Yes.
Back off.
You
know what I mean? I hate that. Because then I'm like, how do I get you to stop doing this?
Go away.
Hey, you.
Get
out of here. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your rave?
My rave is indulgent self-care. So things that are a real treat.
Okay.
That are available outside of working hours and after kids' bedtimes. So specifically, let me talk about, I was hoping we'd get there. Yeah. I feel like massages and stuff are great. Things like acupuncture, even like getting nails done and stuff. All of that is great. But like a lot of things like good facials or whatever, it's like during the day or like during when the kids are awake on the weekends, and it'll get easier to break away as the kids get older, but it's still kind of hard for Chris and I to like, we do, but it's not like we do it all the time. Okay. So you gotta like pick and choose which you do. So this week I needed a little self-care, and I love it when it's like put the kids down and then just go to go do something. So I met up with a friend. They have these incredible massages at the mall. And this is why I love reflexology as well, because they're available typically like late into the night. You could start at like 8, 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Whoa, that is late.
And just you don't even have to schedule that far in advance. Like, and so this place, Mall Massage, was kind of like reflexology. One of the best massages I've ever had. Walk up and get it. It was like a chair massage. So you just like, we met up, we walked in, and then we went to the freaking cheesecake factory after and had a great slice of cheesecake. And it was the best.
Aww.
It just was the best.
That sounds really great and rejuvenating.
Really nice. Yes.
Yeah. And then there's no guilt either because the kids are down.
Guilt-free, indulgent. Just and also, thank you to the places that are open and available late.
I feel
flexible.
Like we say guilt, like mom guilt or whatever, but so there is a level of guilt sometimes, but I also feel like there's just a level of not wanting to. It's like,
it's true, right?
Because it's like, well, I just feel guilty if I go do that. But there's also times where it's like, no, but I just don't want to. Like, I actually want to be home with my family or my kids, or I want to help John do, right? It's not just the guilt. So it's not like guilt for whatever, but like, sometimes it's a guilt that you have to get over, and sometimes it's just like, I don't want to.
I don't want to do it at those times. Like during the day, I don't.
Right.
Like the kids are, I'm like between school and work, it's like the weekends are really precious.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. So things that are just, and even like during the work week, it's like we get the mornings, but we're getting them out the door. And then we get them home from school and everybody's fried. From work and school, but we really only get a couple of hours in the evenings. I don't want to be gone during those couple of hours. I just don't. So, I mean, not always. Then there's a lot of times where it's
and there's going to be times for sure
where I'm like, okay, well, I'm prioritizing these friendships or, whatever. But more times than not, it's just is what it is. But yeah, these places that are just on demand, walk
up. I need to find that. I need to find a reflexology place.
Love it.
Go to at 8 o'clock.
The other thing, the other move is, because there's always bars, but that's not usually what I want to do, especially on the weekdays. Like, I just don't want to do that. And so the other move is I have some friends that go to the same gym. They're open late and they have like a steam room, a sauna, and a hot tub.
So it's
put the kids down and meet there.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. Stuff like that. It's just like saves you in this chapter of life. Mm-hmm, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. What's
mine
your
is similar-ish. It is just Mac and Revy right now, which I talked about a lot last Tuesday about how much fun we had in Long Beach and how well they're getting along. But like what's happening for me, and I talked about this on stories this morning, is normally you're like excited to pick your kids up from school and see them, or you're excited when, you know, like when they go to bed at night, you're like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. I miss you. Like, I love you. Right. And then they wake up and then the meltdowns start, or the tantrums start, or the resistance starts and blah, 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 or the fighting with each other start, whatever. Right. And you're like, oh my God. And then you're waiting for bedtime, or you're excited to take them to school or whatever. Right now, what's happening for us in this house is I don't want my kids to sleep and I don't want them to be at school ever. I just like want to be with them all the time. They are so fun. They're like, not only are they getting along really well, but they're just like, I don't know, being really playful and fun and like kind to John. And I mean, Revy's always kind, but Mac is, you know, figuring himself out. And so he screams a lot or whatever. He says like, you're stupid. That's his like favorite little thing to say. But he like, and sometimes he still does because he's learning, but I'm having so much fun being around them. And then the other thing that goes with that is like this morning, we were sitting on the couch and Mac was sitting on a different couch and I was on one. And he says, Mama, I want to snuggle with you. And then he comes over and he lays with me. Mm-hmm. And then Revy wakes up, you know, 20 minutes later, and she's like, I want to snuggle with you. So I had Mac in front of me and I was like kind of on my side and I had my knees, you know, like curved or whatever. So then Revy came and snuggled up like with my leg. And so her head was like, you know, on my chest. And I just thought, this is bliss.
It does
like,
not get this better.
And to be so needed and wanted and loved, and I need and want them and love them equally. Like, it was just, we're at a very sweet spot right now. And
you're appreciating it and soaking it in.
Oh, yeah. Every day is a good day.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Love it. We love you all. So more to come soon on like a newsletter and that sort of thing. Exciting stuff in the works.
I know, we keep saying there's more, there's stuff also about Patreon and stuff, but there is stuff coming. There is stuff coming. Colleen and I are going to get together soon, in a month or so.
Yeah.
And do some strategizing, get all the stuff out to you. But
yes.
Number one thing right now, keep coming back every week, then go over to Patreon, join us there, tell your friends, rate, subscribe, review, and then also just like have the best time, you know?
Yes.
Go do all the joyful things this week.
Every single joyful thing you can think of, go do it. We love you. You can sip with us always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.